You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, the weather's picked up, and it's nice to get out and about, perhaps do some running, or just getting some fresh air. One man is always running on things, over things, jumping off things. You can't keep him down. It's blind Dave Healy. That right?
Good afternoon, young man. I like the young bit. Did you mention the young bit?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
It's just in your head.
Hey, I tell you what, though, Simon, ain't this weather absolutely beautiful?
Oh, it is lovely.
You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. Us as English, we moan. We moan whether it's cold. We moan whether it's hot. But my goodness me, I don't mind sitting in the garden sometimes having a coffee, you know, and moaning. Oh, dear me, can you turn that sun down a fraction? But, you know what I find with this sun now, Si? And the weather. It done half bring the best out in people.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're walking about and people got back. I won't say a lot of time, but a little bit more time. There seems a bit of a happiness. There seems that people are enjoying it. There's no coats on, you know. They got the shorts on or whatever they got on. But people, you know, good morning, oh, I need not. Nobody's hustling and bustling around and pulling scarves around the neck and pulling hats down over the blooming ears and coats on up to their elbows and thinking, oh, I'll talk to you next summer. No, I think it just brings a nice feeling out in people.
So talking about good weather, what have you got planned? Because you're going for some injections today, aren't you?
Yes, we've had to cajole the children because we're attempting the Great Wall of China in October. So we've done a bit of investigation work. Basically, we spoke to the doctors. And we've got to go up and have a certain few inoculations today in preparation. So that'll be fun. But as for the Great Wall of China, we have a meet next week with reference to hopefully a lot more information on it. The only information that I've been given so far is it's going to be 6 days on the wall. You're going to be trudging between 6, 7, 8 hours a day. There's a lot of wall. There's a lot of steps. There's a lot of wall that has been refurbed. And there's a lot of wall that hasn't. But when you're going to go up 3 mile up steps and 3 miles down the other side, you may travel 100 yards, but and I was talking to a chap who'd done it a few years ago, and he says, David, ain't going to be a walk in the park. It's a thoroughly fantastic adventure, and it's a thoroughly great experience, because I've got Deb and the kids coming along with me, so we've got to get some, or we've got to start some serious training soon. But it'll be, I think, a great adventure and experience for everybody concerned. And obviously, once again, you know, we're going to be raising awareness and funding for the Albion Foundation. So I'm looking forward to it. And it's another one of these adventures, Simon. Excuse the pun, but I literally am going into it blind again, you know, not knowing what to expect. But hey-ho, accommodation, I'm told, might be better than a tent. And on occasions, it might be worse than a tent. You will eat, obviously, Chinese food. Sometimes there will be hot water. Sometimes there will be cold water. There might be running water. And I'm thinking, oh, dear.
So when you stop, I mean, you obviously don't camp on the wall, do you?
Well, apparently so, yeah.
You do?
Or alongside it. I will know a little bit more, obviously, as I said, next week. But what we have been told, or what has been sort of said to us, is, you know, don't expect any 2, 3, 4 star accommodation. You know, literally, the accommodation will be found, but it basic was the word. And I'm thinking, okay, now is it going to be worse than the Sahara Desert, or could it be slightly better? I don't know.
And are Deb and the kids actually doing the walk with you?
Yeah.
And what about who's coming on the team?
Well, with regards to the foundation, the Albion Foundation, I do believe at the last count there's around 16 of us on there. I'm the only blind person, so we're hoping that, as much as I know a majority of him, you know, because Deb and the kids certainly will want a little bit of help with me, and I'll certainly need a little bit of help. So we'll know a little bit more next week about the team and what's happening and who's going to be doing what, where and who. But at the end of the day, Simon, like I said to Deb, if we put the walking in, we put the training in, we find a lot of steps and we find a few hills. And as long as we can, you know, cope with the days, day after day after day after day after, and, you know, the rest will fall in. It's just one of them. Grit your teeth, and unfortunately, you either want to do it or you don't. So it's going to hurt. But we'll have smiles, and we'll have some great experiences, and I'm sure there'll be some fantastic views, photography, videos, and whatnot come from it. But more importantly, we're going to be supporting the foundation.
And you've done some other challenges where the family have been involved. If I'm right, this is the first major challenge you've done, isn't it?
I mean, Deb and the kids have been involved up and down the country in different things with the organisation. But the kids are, you know, well, they're a lot older now. I mean, you know, them. Well, they're sort of into teenagers, adolescent now, basically. And but they said, look, we want to attempt at it, Dad. And all three are coming. Gracie, Georgie, Lee and Danny, along with Deb, and I believe Gracie's boyfriend's now chucked on as well. And I said to them, look, it ain't going to be a stroll in the park. And they appreciate that. But they're fit kids anyway, Simon. I mean, you know, like every other kid, they spend a little bit of time on phones and PCs. But, you know, they're out on the bikes regular. We're walking regular. Gracie's now took up running. Has done extremely well. So there's a fitness platform within them. And all we've got to do now is just get that fitness level up a fraction. We've got to get their head right. Because a lot of it is, it's fitness. But like I always say to folk, the biggest and the hardest part of a fitness regime or a sport is getting out of your front door. And as soon as you can get that modem in your head, get out the front door and get on with it and attack and approach and accept what's going to come your way. Again, a bit of pain, also a bit of pleasure. And once we can get that instilled in them, I think they'll be okay. They'll be okay.
And it's Volunteers Week this week. And, you know, Al and I have been thanking all our volunteers that help the charity do the work that it does. And, you know, things like what you do, I think, come under the same kind of category for the amount that you raise for the Albion Foundation. And it's a local charity to you as well, isn't
it? I mean, it's a local charity because it's actually allied to the football club that I support. But you're right, Simon, you know, we mentioned that word, volunteer. And some charities, I think more so the smaller charities, take on board that big, big word, volunteer, because those are the people that will be there day in, day out, do what they want. They're passionate about the charity they support, and they want nothing for it. All I want at the end of the day is a bit of a thank you, and they go away with a smile on their face. And I think that, you know, if some of the larger charities were to sort of stand back and just look at the army, if you want to, of volunteers that they've got, utilise them, embrace them, I tell you what, you know, it would go a long, long way. Because the volunteers have been, can be, and will be the backbone of any charity, basically.
Yeah, it's tremendous, the amount of work that goes into that.
Without a doubt.
So I'm hoping you've got the girls training hard then.
Yeah, they've started the regimes. They're on the bikes and they're walking and, you know, we're doing a little bit of trotting. And where we've moved to now at the back of us is Sandwell Valley, and there's a lot of valley there. There's a lot of hills and downs and ups and whatever, you know. So, and then we're going to start moving upwards. We're going to do a couple of sessions over Snowdon. And then we'll move towards the Reekin, which is quite a little hill.
My dad went up there and got kidney stones.
I tell you what, the Reekin's blimey. It's no mean feat up there. We trained for the MDS up there, and my goodness me, made me blow when I got to the top, I can tell you.
And it's kind of like the only hill in the Midlands there for miles around, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, you've got a selection of hills over that way. You've got, you know, the Reekin, which is probably the taller of. You've got the Caradocs and all of them kind of things. But, you know, there's some dales, there's some ups, and there's certainly some more ups and a few more ups. And, you know, but it's if you can cope with that, up and down, up and down, up and down, and, you know, you get your breathing right, your fitness up, and you'll cope with anything. You'll cope with anything, mate.
Well, I just want to apologise. We've got a bit of a crackle on the line. I think Dave's got his Rice Krispies there beside
him. Yeah, well, I've changed you from Rice Krispies to Corn Flakes, you see. So I'm transferring the box. And the snap crackle pop has left
How do we keep up with what you're doing? Because you've got Deborah puts loads of stuff up on Facebook, doesn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, well, we've got the website, which is blindeyehealy.co.uk. Deb, bless her, she's always, you know, whenever there's a challenge or some PR going on, at the Facebook, which is Blind Dave Healy. And then we've got Twitter, which is at Blind Dave Healy. But keep your eye on the Facebooks as much as we've got a page. Now, I don't know how this works, Simon, to be honest with you, because we've got a Facebook page and a Facebook. Now, I don't understand Facebook full stop anyway, but so we've got two avenues. So if you check on one, check on the other one as well. But them are the avenues to keep your eye on. And if anybody is interested, and I say this in the nicest possible way, if they've got a spare couple of pennies and they want to donate, www.justgiving.com/ and it's Team Blind Dave 2018.
Well, Dave, just before you go, I just want to take this opportunity to thank you for always making the time for us. And, I mean, this is years we've been doing this now.
Oh, it's a pleasure, mate. You know, I enjoy talking to you, and I enjoy, hopefully, you know, a few people get a few words of wisdom, and especially when we get round to doing a bit of DIY, which I'm sure we will soon. But no, it's always great, Simon. It's always brilliant, mate.
Okay, Dave, take care. Speak to you soon.
Superb, sir. Superb.
You're listening to R&IB Connect Radio.